those who don't know, the Free State Project is a movement of voluntary human action where we are trying to concentrate libertarians in the state of New Hampshire.
I think we've done more in the last decade than every other libertarian movement combined has accomplished in the last 5 decades.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, libertarians, anarchists, movers, natives, and those on your way, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Free State Live, where you get to hear about all the different ways you can live free and thrive in the free state of New Hampshire. As always, time to welcome everyone back. I am Justin O'Donnell, former libertarian candidate for U.S. Senate and author of Live Free and Thrive, 101 Reasons You Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, and so should you. And joining me tonight, as always, we got our favorite comedian and master of ceremonies, adding to the title list, Tall Bill. How are you, Tall?
Hey, how's it going, man?
So how was your weekend? Long, busy?
It was great. Wrapped up. I had a blast. I got to meet some of the greatest free staters, you know. Got to introduce everybody. I think I talked to every single person in attendance at the event, whether in a crowd or personally, so it was nice.
Fantastic. And as always, our everlastingly permanent social butterfly, Queen Quill herself, Carla Garrick. How are you, Carla?
I am great. I sort of have my voice still, so that's pretty good.
Mine's on its way out for sure, and we'll see if we can make it through the show. But fortunately, we got someone who can definitely pick up the slack if I can't talk, and that is, you know, our keynote speaker from the past weekend, activist extraordinaire, and just one of the busier people in the Free State at any given time, Dennis Pratt. How are you, Dennis?
Hello. Hello. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming on. So we wanted to do a, recap of the weekend, what we went through in the great event and the great people. And I mean, everyone here was there. And somehow none of us managed to stay off stage, even Bill as master of ceremonies. But Dennis, you were our keynote. And I know we promoted this going up to the event and everything, but I mean, this is our first time with you as a keynote speaker at one of our flagship events. And how was the experience for you? And
oh, it was such an honor. It's such, you know, I felt a great responsibility to do a good job. And I felt very honored to, you know, we have thousands of volunteers. I went there on Thursday night just to see what the setup was. And there must have been 40 volunteers there setting up the stage, setting up the sound, setting up the video, setting up the tables, packing bags. And we have such a great volunteer group here. And I was so pleased that I was selected to keynote this particular thing. Yeah, I've keynoted other conferences, but usually that's mostly because I organize them. So it's awfully nice that someone else said, "Hey, you know, we'd like
it's
you
different
to
when
talk.
You pick yourself."
That's nice. Yeah, well, it in a way, it kind of caused some controversy in my household because my 92-year-old mother-in-law is visiting, and over my 41-year marriage, my wife has spent a lot of time trying to hide my radicalness from her family. You know, they are they're religious government people. You know, so they're ministers all, and they see, you know, they're less God oriented than they are government as God oriented, and so for, you know, she's always, you know, she's kicked me under the tables, and you know, you're going on too long, and here I was giving the keynote speech to Liberty Forum. And what, I'm supposed to kind of pull my punches? And so Carol was like, "I want to see your speech before it goes, because I'm, you know, I don't know if I should take my mother-in-law, my mother." And I said, "That's not going to happen. You know, you maybe you shouldn't go." But
did
anyway,
you come?
So yeah, well, she was like, "Well, of course I'm going to go." She was a little bit shocked, but she did go. And
that was a great speech.
It was a great speech. And maybe for folks who didn't hear it, we should let them know, Dennis, and I'll let you explain it in your words. But basically the the note I took away was I was looking on Twitter. It must have been yesterday morning. And we were still in bed and it was early. And I said to Louis, my husband, I was like, oh, great. Here we go already. It's like Free Staters are cannibals. So explain yourself, sir.
Oh, did his connection just drop?
I was really just talking. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Got you now. Yep.
Oops. Good. I was trying to explain the central dilemma that libertarians face. And I use the analogy of being amongst the only libertarian amongst a group of cannibals and really being, very upset with the ethics of the tribe and trying to, what you guys are doing is wrong and we really shouldn't be doing that. And, so what strategies might you use with that tribe of cannibals? That was kind of the central piece. And I went through five core strategies that we use
C's, because I remember that. I was like, oh, you thought about this. I was trained. I was like, when I left, okay, let's see. There was, all right, no, I'm too tired. Lay them on us quickly. I will not along.
So they were cutting out. They were closeting, where you kind of deny it to yourself mm-hmm. and to the tribe. There was camouflaging, where you deny it to the tribe, but you don't deny it to yourself. But you're gonna try to change things from the inside. There's conversion, where you try mm-hmm. to change the tribe, and then finally there's concentration, where you find the rare tribe that is actually all non-cannibals, and you flee there. And of course, that's the one that. Yeah, I've actually tried all of those strategies. Mm-hmm. That's the one that I'm doing now. And I'm so pleased I finally have that this late in my life.
I really also love the emphasis on the word concentration. That's been one of my favorite sort of verbs over the years, both because, it has so many meanings, including obviously thinking. But I had asked Marcus Connor years and years ago, and he's a Free Stater artist who does a lot of Bitcoin art. He just had his art on Bitcoin magazine recently. And I had said I really wanted him to make a carton with some kind of art. Hey, Bill, maybe we could do it since it hasn't happened. And I wanted to have like New Hampshire on the side. And then, orange juice is like concentrate. So we could do something with like concentrate.
Yeah, with pure like libertarian thinking, concentrate.
The place, all of it, right? So I'm going to remember one of the five C's, Dennis, is all I'm saying. Concentrate's going in, but that's the one that we should be doing because we know it works. So this Liberty Forum was a little more New Hampshire-centric, right? We had most of the speakers. I opened on Friday night. Dennis did this great, fantastic speech on Saturday. Jeremy Kaufman did sort of the wrap-up and where we are with the Free State and sort of where we're going on Sunday. And then we had all these incredible activists who are just doing these amazing things, sort of showcasing and highlighting. And that's always been the vision. And so it's really cool to see that we have enough thought leaders and we have enough people here doing it so that people should be coming just to see what we're doing. Now, I personally did meet, several people from the Connecticut area. I would say there were probably less out-of-state people than usual, but because we were looking at this as sort of an opportunity to do this pivot, instead of having or seeking out, these big wigs, we're like, we got enough people here doing cool stuff. Other people are genuinely looking to us and to what we've been doing now, right? To figure out how to do it. So the Connecticut ladies, I don't know if they'll concentrate, but at least they went back with a few tools to possibly, delude themselves for another 10 years, and then they're going to end up here anyway. So Carla, I think they... going sorry, and I'll just finish this and then someone else can talk. Going forward, I think next year the emphasis is really going to be on that. This is going to be a New Hampshire focused conference that we, you know, have our, and I think it could become even more summit-y, i.e., you know, hey, what are we working on? Who needs help for what? What are the projects? What's going on? And of course, if people want to come from out of state just because they're visiting New Hampshire, but we're also trying to move towards this sort of model where you could visit anytime, right? We've got enough going on all the time. Well, that you know, come for Porkfest, of course come for Liberty Forum, but genuinely come anytime and come visit.
I think that the best way to pitch it to people out of state now, excuse me, the best way to pitch it to people out of state would be now to say, oh, you're working on jury nullification, or you're working on this cause or that cause, or you know, gun rights, whatever it is. Come here. This is the best testing ground for your libertarian ideas. So come see what we're already working on. And then if you want to make like a coalition of ideas, what better place than here? You know, that should be the real sell for out-of-staters. Like a great time to visit, but really, like, if you have an idea that you want to implement, there's probably not a better place. So come check it out.
Yeah, because I think one of the things we don't actually think is a selling point, but people who were at the conference, especially our sponsors, and I have to say, super happy to see dueling tea and coffee stands, you know, so you're like, oh yeah, you know, and it's, of course, these are our friends and people we know who are coming and building out, you know, their best artisanal life or whatever. And so we're, you know, we use the words community, which of course is, you know, my orientation, but it's also we're a pool of customers. Like, if you have a good product and you come and you have your hustle down, you actually have a really big pool of people who can become your customers. And that is also actually a massive advantage, I think. I wanted to say advantage.
Well, yeah, it's a whole it's a big enough ecosystem to be a real market.
Yeah. So okay. So back to Liberty Forum. Does anyone have like a super favorite moment that happened? I know I almost had a deathly heart attack when that Bitcoin thing jumped out at me.
So I've been involved with organizing a couple Liberty Forums in the past, and this year was supposed to be my year off, not having a job.
Sorry.
But one of the things we've always struggled with when trying to like put together a multi-track conference with simultaneous talks happening in different rooms, figuring out what goes on main stage, what goes on the smaller room, what people are going to be more interested in, and like at any given, and making sure we can like balance interests and make sure that everyone has somewhere to go at every time that they're interested in. And this year I thought it was amazing, where kind of like the panel talks, which usually aren't as well as attended as the big name speakers in on main stage, yet we had our homesteading panel on how to set up your homestead that was virtually standing room only, and packed the panel room to the point where nobody else could even get in there. And I just thought that was great.
Travis one of the speakers?
Travis.
See, he's a big draw. I mean, he's a, you know, he's like a legit real author who's won Promethean prizes and, you know, timed his book really well. I actually knew him. So this is Travis Corcoran. He lives in Weir, New Hampshire. He is a state representative. He has won the Promethean Award for sci-fi books, like real sci-fi books and real awards. He wrote two books on homesteading.
He wrote the Homesteading Bible. Really
popular. Say again.
He wrote the Homesteading Bible. It's like, it's huge. It's massive. It's legit.
You know, and he breaks everything down. He's been out here for about 10 years, and it really is a sort of guidebook for, hey, these are the things that I learned, and this is how I'm doing it, and here's how I'm going to share it with you. So he's, my point just being, he's a very accomplished author, which I actually learned at the author's panel. So Justin, tell folks about that.
Yeah. Oh, no, the author's panel was super fun. To finish my thought on why I thought that was so great, though, was because it showed like a pivot where people were less interested in hearing somebody talk on policy and libertarian theory and more interested in actually learning how to live a self-sustaining lifestyle here in New Hampshire. Well, and to me, like, that shows kind of a shift in where we're heading, where people are caring more about the doing than debating how it gets done. And I'm super excited for that and to see people. But yeah, the authors panel that was hosted by Jody Underwood, that both me and Carla were on, sharing our books. That was a super fun experience too. Getting everybody together, talk about the things they've written, the things they're doing and working on, and helping each other, because everyone's had different levels of success in different areas, with the exception of Travis, who's just outshined everybody.
Well, but Justin, so, you also managed to, you know, figure out the steps to get a bestseller, at least on, you know, paper. There are ways to game the algos, the funnel system. And so I applaud anyone who actually makes that effort, right? Like, I'm just a content creator who's just like, I just want to make shit. I don't really care if people watch it or read it or whatever. But, you know, that's a problem. I should care more about that part of it, right?
So to bring it back to Liberty Forum, regarding the homesteading thing specifically, I thought the attendance was big enough. We could probably do like a homesteading event. I don't know what that's probably worth doing. Just seemed like the attendance was quite good. People were very interested. There's a lot of people there. People who don't come to other events came for that event, and that was pretty cool. So that's worth noting. Other thing is, if we're doing our favorite moments, I would love to contribute. I had a favorite moment. So my favorite moment was the guy who was singing. Yeah, the Nation That Swallowed the Lie song. I don't know. It was great. I was a big fan. It was fun. So do you guys know who that musician was? I wish I could plug him right here.
I don't know his name, but I know he's out of Massachusetts and his wife does some kind of private tutoring. You know, so there definitely are kind of people. And I think his songs were liberty oriented. The one title I heard was Biden Blues. Yeah. So people might be able to find him on YouTube that way.
His name is Jack Dubois.
Thank you.
Jack Dubois. Yeah, he was great. Check him out.
Dennis, did you have a favorite moment?
Well, yeah, I want to mention Jason's zoning talk. I thought was really good. I always enjoy Jason Sorens whenever he speaks. And the Croydon talk was really interesting to me. There were details that I just didn't know. For example, I didn't know that the law was that you were supposed to get a majority of the voters to renege the previous vote, but the vote that it was supposed to be the rolls at the time that the previous vote had been taken. And then the state actually came in and forced additional voters to come in, you know, all the kind of the ringers. And so I didn't know that at all. And there were a couple of other things that were like, oh my goodness, these shenanigans that are going on here. But I think
tactically that moment, just because I think it's important for people to understand, I feel like they kind of locally made new law in a way. So basically there was a vote at a town hall meeting on a proposed budget and it passed. And then people didn't like the vote. And then they said, oh, we've got to be able to have a second vote. And if that is created as precedent statewide, that could be very interesting as a tactic going forward for everyone. So, you know, I don't know if Croydon, you know, if the AG made the right decisions there, because I could see this as an exploitable opportunity.
Well, it was against the written law. I mean, it was very surprising to me. But the panel that I really liked the most was the panel of New Hampshire Democratic free haters. Who did the panel on why the free state sucks. That was by far my favorite one, because I put it together. You know, we had the New Hampshire Democratic chair. He was going to lead that talk. And he had all these ringers, you know, people who have been really big detractors. We promised that we would, you know, listen respectfully, and you know, I gave them the option of either taking question and answer or not doing any question and answer. Of course, they dropped out, which makes it doubly good. You know, we not only had the promise of it, but then they chickened out, which I'm going, why would you chicken out? I mean, come on, guys. If they invited us to any talk, do you think that we would chicken out for a second?
Nope.
No, I mean, Carla did that 1 8-minute talk that was, I don't know how you did that, Carla. That was such an excellent talk in the middle when they were kind of doing some questions and answers, and somehow you wrestled 7 or 8 minutes to actually say, here's who we are, guys, and you shouldn't be so upset. And it changed the entire room. So they don't want to actually come out and talk to us, and we're so happy to talk to them. So anyway, that was the one that really I think shows where we are. I think where the Democrats really dislike us, but they won't say why they dislike us, because they have to go with, you know, we hate liberty, we hate freedom, we want to steal your child, we want to steal your children's money, we want, you know. So they have to say all these terrible things that they're doing to us. But they won't allow us to come and talk to them, you know, and humanize us. You know, they want to pretend that we're some sort of parasite. Anyway, that was my favorite thing. It didn't actually occur, but all Liberty Forum long, I was thinking about that and thinking, ooh, wouldn't that have been great having it here?
Yeah, for me, a favorite moment was when we were having the Porcupine Real Estate dinners on Friday night. A bunch of us just headed over to the brewery, and there was a gentleman, he's French by birth, I believe, but he's living in Dubai currently. And, you know, he's either, I don't know, a Middle Eastern intelligence agency, or he's making a documentary on Bitcoin. Either or, I don't care. I'll talk to anyone, right? So we're sitting in this room, and there were a lot of us. You know, it was tight. There were maybe 30 of us in a little private back room. And everyone's chatting on this side, and I was in a corner. And I hear him, like, say very loudly, "What? You have a gun on you right now?" And it's Sean Farber sitting next to me, and he gets up and he goes, "Yeah." And he like shows him his gun, and his eyes are this big. And then Nick, who's sitting next to him on the other side, goes, "Yeah, you want to see mine?" And he gets up and he shows him his gun, and his eyes get even bigger. And he's like, "What?" And we look around the room, and I go, "Yeah, look, there are at least 10 of us who are armed."
I bet you it was more than that
in eyesight.
He could not believe it. His literal words were, "There are that many guns in the room and no one's been shot." And I was like, dude, what kind of like propaganda mindset is that? You know, so it did make me realize we have a lot of work to do, but it was also very cute. You know, like he was just so off a different plane. And I think sometimes we forget, you know.
Yeah, that was really funny. You know, the same guy was there, and Mo the next day was talking to him, and I'm walking by, and he's like asking Mo, I think, you know, why he has, Mo's always got that gun on his hip. He's talking about that, and he's like, "Oh no, everybody's carrying, you know." And he's like, "Well, look at this," and he just grabbed. I'm just walking by. He grabs my shirt and moves it aside, and I actually wasn't carrying that day. He's like, "Oh, what the hell, Bill? You're super upset with me for not carrying." He's like, "You just let me down. You ruined my point on camera."
You were working though, and doing a lot of bending and lifting and all of that.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Well, I mean, another great thing to like look back on from this Liberty Forum was like, we did this in the middle of probably the worst blizzard we've had all winter.
True. I forgot about the blizzard.
Turnout. And people showed up. And so anybody who's out there complaining that you can't move to New Hampshire because of the weather and it's too cold for you, we got 6 inches of snow overnight and the worst blizzard we've had, and the roads were treacherous in the morning, and people still showed up, had a great time, and the next day it was 44 degrees and all the snow was gone.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And
was
that's so
simple. All the snow gone? I don't know.
and that really is kind of our winters. I mean, our winters, you know, we do get these little shocks of snow, and then it's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, that the next day was just so pretty.
We have Rainita, our newest mover, I believe, saying, you know, it's not that bad. And she's from California, and it really genuinely is not that bad. Winters are actually quite wonderful.
I don't think she's our newest mover. Not anymore, because I met a couple who had just moved the day before Liberty Forum and came to Liberty Forum to hang out. and just gotten there. And we get that every year at Liberty Forum and at Pork Fest. It's a great time. If you're trying to time your move around something to do and meet everyone, it's the perfect time to do it, always. But it's also just a great time to visit and get to know everybody you're going to be moving into next door.
If you're never going to move, still come visit.
Right.
Yeah. Now, the four people that you met, Carla, from Connecticut, they were there 2 weeks ago. They didn't know anything really about the Free State Project or about Liberty Forum. And they have a freedom cell. And one of the women who attended last year, she went on my bus tour and Liberty Forum. And she came back and she was raving about the bus tour and how they have to go up and have to see it. And so she basically dragged the four of them up there because just to kind of experience this. I was so disappointed I didn't have a bus tour this year right before Liberty Forum to offer them.
Yeah, I loved the bus tours. You know, my photos come up in my memories and I was like, oh, remember when we stopped at the warehouse and Lauren cooked, and it was just a fun day. And it was really great to see Brian out there at Liberty Forum talking about the warehouse. It's going to be our fifth or sixth. I'm hearing there's maybe another community center opening in Concord with, you know, so there's a lot of growth happening. So Brian's spot, of course, is out in Ware, New Hampshire, which, you know, a lot of us have these cute shirts, Where It All Began. And I'm sort of hopeful we can use his space to maybe do a test run for the visitor center, start to figure out some of the archival stuff. All of us have been talking about maybe putting in a podcast studio where we can get together and maybe do it live. So there are a lot of exciting new plans. So folks who are watching this who are like, oh, I have ideas, you know, reach out to us, let us know. The community is growing, and you know, as we grow, we're going to use and need more people and more help. I know I'm rambling, but I also want to give a shout out to all the volunteers. You know, Liberty Forum runs on pork power. I think people are constantly amazed when we talk and hear from our critics and naysayers and, you know, the people who have something to say and really nothing to offer in an opposite way. They constantly are trying to frame it as this top-down thing, and it's not. And you see it at our events where it is literally hundreds of volunteer hours of hundreds of people. And that is actually the strength. That is human action. That is us living our principles in order to do something that is special and unique. And I will tell you, I invited Ryan Terrell, who's the VP of the NHGOP now. He's a younger guy. He's sort of coming up in the ranks. And I think he's interested in, you know, seeing where that synergy can be. And he only came from my speech, and we all know that was as bananas as it was.
Mushrooms.
There were lots of mushroom photos. What can I say? It was a good mushroom season last year. and he afterwards, he was just like, wow, like, I think I have such a better sense of what you guys are about. I'm actually impressed. I can't wait to work with. And he brought up that he's working on nullification. So I was like, look, immediately, like a real synergy of, you know, people who, when they meet us, are like, yeah, I could work with you. What? You all want to talk about ideas? Let's do it, right? Like, so I think the more we can get out in front of people, this NBC thing is going to be a gift. At least season one, we'll see about season two.
Yeah, well, Dennis, so with Liberty Forum in the rear view, a great event, fantastic event. As always, everything we do is all about looking forward. What's next? Where do we go from here? You're organizing Pork Fest, our biggest event of the year. What do we have to look forward to? What did anything this weekend kind of spur some new ideas for you? Or is everything locked up, done? How is Pork Fest 20 going to be the biggest pork fest ever.
Well, it's going to be the biggest pork fest, the most active. People need to get their tickets and they need to get their places to stay. That's really important. Please get your places to stay now. The campgrounds, I think, are pretty much sewn up, but you can get on the wait list and there will be openings. I know that for sure. But the hotels, they start selling out and then you have to move further and further out. But, you know, seriously, you know, driving a half hour or something to this all day festival for, you know, that's not a big deal, but the closer you are, the better it is, I think. I do want to say though, that it's all volunteer run. I'm one of the organizers. I'm kind of the, you know, organizer kind of in terms of the design and stuff like that. But my co-organizer is Constance this year, and she's in charge of all the facilities and making sure that the campground actually runs and things like that. So it's just a gigantic thing. I mean, this Liberty Forum was put together by Mickey and Viviana, and they had so much help. You know, Veronica and Bill, Rebecca, Robin, Katie, Bo, Hunter, Monica, Miranda, Tyler, Chip, Amber, Sarah, I mean, Jake, Rachel, Jeremy. There's just so many people who go and do these things. And, you know, of course, Porkfest is even bigger and we have so many more volunteers. As a matter of fact, I like to joke that Porkfest is just volunteers. Everybody's a volunteer at Porkfest because everybody's putting on a hub or putting on their own talk or sharing this or sharing that. And it's really, it's such a great thing of the community coming together and meeting each other. I love the space that we were in this Liberty Forum, where we have the rooms to the side and everyone comes into the center and interacts. And there you can meet the new movers or the potential movers, or all these people who, you know, maybe they saw you on a Free State Live or something. And yeah, there are a couple of people going, oh, you're the one who's just on Free State Live. I go, yeah, I've been on a couple of times, but now I'm famous because I was on Free State Live. So it's just so great to have that energy and, you know, meeting all these Liberty people, and they're so excited. I remember coming up here the first time and how excited I was and how strange it felt. And I remember, you know, after my talk, because I was really worried about my talk to make sure that it went well. But afterwards, I just was enjoying being amongst that many Liberty people and having, you know, this interesting conversation and that interesting conversation about various things. So I'm so looking forward to this big double X. I don't know if you can see it. I've been wearing this all the time. So this is our symbol for this year. Ooh, there we go. And this is our slogan. Justin came up with this. I don't know. Can you see it?
Come and build our libertarian homeland.
Come and build our libertarian homeland. So that's our slogan for this year. And 20 was going to be the biggest. We're going to have over 3,000 attendees, over 1,000 events, over 100 hubs. Come and you will have a fantastic time. But why not just come just during the regular time? You know, DM me and I'll get you a good deal at the Independence Inn. And then you can go out to visit 5 different regions and go to events. There's events each day. So you just pick an event in a particular region. You do that, or 2 events, and then the next day you go to another region, and just talk to all the people who are out here. You know, eventually we're going to have Porkfest 365. You know, Porkfest 365 days a year here, and we're getting close to that. So come out and visit us anytime, but certainly come out for Porkfest as well.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be super, super fun. I did see one comment I want to address here. Daniel Graham on Facebook saying you wish you could find a ride. Daniel, join our groups. You're on Facebook. I know Chris Lopez is in there in the comments too. Hopefully somebody can drop a link in the comments for you where you can come join any of our numerous community groups and Porkfest plans groups and people organizing rides. There's rides from Boston Airport, rides from Manchester Airport, rides from Burlington, Vermont to get people in for Porkfest every year.
There's probably rides from further than that.
And get those plans down. So, again, it'll be a super fun time, and I hope we can see you there. But it's going to be great. Thank you so much, Dennis, for all the work you're doing. Bill, for your work on that logo, the design. And Dennis is 100% right. It's all volunteers. I remember the one year I tried to show up to Porkfest without a volunteer job. I was down by the basketball court and the pavilion hanging out, and Carla showed up with a truck and put me to work unloading a truck for 2 hours. So,
sounds like a true story.
So if you're not volunteering, you'll find something to volunteer for and do, even if it's just running your own.
Oh, you'll get voluntold.
Creating an experience.
Well, it's such a blessing to do it, because you get, you know, you're really working with people. We are building something here. You know, the people on Twitter whom I talk to who say, well, you have to do this and this and this before I show up. I go, you do not understand what it is that we're doing. We are building together this libertarian homeland. We don't know where it's going. We don't know, you know, if you want X area, come here and you build it. That's your job. You know, you come here, say, hey, I'm doing this, raise your hand, and then people will come around you and lead that effort. That's the type of people we need here. We need the people who will roll up their sleeves because they love liberty. That's what we're doing here. And we invite you and we welcome you.
Awesome. Yeah, well, I think
forward to it.
I think some people don't realize that your average Porkfest attendee puts hundreds, if not thousands of dollars and tens, if not hundreds of hours of preparation and time into getting to Porkfest. And so when somebody's like, oh, I'll come check it out, I'd be interested if you gave me thousands of dollars. It's like, no, you snooty fuck. We're not going to give you thousands of dollars. Come check it out. It's fun. It's a blast. You're going to have a good time. But like, bring your, you know, just come check it out. We're not going to pay you. We all pay to go there, you know, and it's great and it's worth it every time. I guarantee you, you're gonna have a good time.
Yeah. For sure.
So, yeah,
I work on this all year long. I'll go, hey, where's my payment? Of course, the payment is actually that beautiful, beautiful festival. All the people who absolutely have a fantastic time, and then the people who go to that festival and they say, yeah. Yeah, I want to actually create this. I want to create this 365. So, and then they show up, and we have them coming by the shell all the time. You know, they'll show up at the Independence Inn, it's just absolutely fantastic.
Actually, we should mention that Assange movie that's coming up at the shell. I believe that's going to be on March 23rd. Julian Assange's brother will be in state. He is showing the documentary that they've made in a desperate, desperate plea to free the world's, leading investigative reporter who is a political prisoner who has now been in jail for almost a decade, probably longer. I don't know. I lose track of it. And we highly encourage people to come. Shout out to my progressive haters. This could be a good event for you all to come and let's talk
Why
about
not?
Something that we should be able to agree on. Because if you guys are now also pro-war and pro-locking up, I don't know, reporters who are showing war crimes, actually, if you're pro that, don't come to our event. But if you're open to like getting your own mind back, come hang out and we'll talk about it. The movie's called Ithaca, March 23rd. It's a noon event. So, you know, you may have to take a couple hours off work or just come in. But I think it's going to be important and we could meet him and see maybe how we can help.
Yeah, and you can RSVP and get your tickets at tinyurl.com/IthacaNH. So it's gonna be maybe not so much of a fun, exciting, just party kind of a day like Porkfest is, but great event. It'll be a great showing and a great opportunity to learn and get involved with people locally. So again, something else to look forward to. So grab your Porkfest tickets, get your Ithaca tickets, and if you want to learn anything else about the FSP, if you're out of state, just check out fsp.org. That's the website. And if you haven't planned your visit, no time like now to figure out when you're going to come meet your future neighbors. Check out fsp.org/visit New Hampshire, and Chris will help you get everything squared away to make that happen. And once you're here, the calendar, the most jam-packed Liberty calendar in the world. Too much to do. You can try. You won't be able to. Some people have. But there's something to do every single day all over the state. And if you want to support the mission of the Free State Project and everything going on, remember, Free State Project is a 501c3 charitable nonprofit. So your donations are tax deductible, which means you don't have to give that money to Uncle Sam at the end of the year. You can put it to better use where you know it's going to build the community and help the people. And since Kevin's not here, I'll give his pitch. Join his Discord channel, discord.gg/FSP, where you can chat with the local community and activists online all day, every day. They got daily voice chats and conference rooms going all the time where you can get to know the people you're going to be coming to hang out with. Bill, Carla, Dennis, anything else?
Nope. Bedtime.
So, follow me on Twitter, Dennis Pratt Free. I am trying to give like little snippets of life here in the Free State. So if you're at all interested in living liberty for reals, if you really are interested in that, please. Follow me on Twitter, and then when you're ready to come, DM me on Twitter and I'll get you a good deal at Independence Inn. You'll come, you'll have a great time, and you'll meet all of us. Come out.
Awesome. Well, Ed, thanks so much for everybody for tuning in. Thanks so much, Dennis, for coming back. And if we don't see you before Porkfest, we'll see you then. And until next time, stay free.
Peace out, guys.
Yeah. I don't believe in destiny, I just do what's best for me. Don't listen to my enemies, they're just full of jealousy. Duh, this legacy, you gon' see what's left of me. You gon' see success in me, you ain't seen the rest of me. I just wanna be the best at what I know. Better than the rest, just watch me grow. Put me to the test and watch me go. This is my quest, I'ma make it known. They call me obsessive, oh I know. Call me selective with my notes. Call me aggressive with my flow. Call me offensive even though Joey ain't gonna lie.